The Danish String Quartet is one of the most widely acclaimed chamber groups of the moment. Although in the interest of full disclosure, we will disclose that one member of the quartet is Norwegian. They have a new CD called Addis Norgaard Abramsen, and it features a program of Danish and British music. Two members of the quartet, violist Asbjørn Norgaard and violinist Frederik Olan, join us now from Copenhagen. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much for having us. It's such a pleasure.
Forgive me in advance there. I have a lot of Scandinavian names in front of me, and my pronunciation I know is going to be unsuccessful, so I ask for your help.
That's fine.
The two of you and another violinist, Rune Tonsgaard Sorensen?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. You've known each other before you were teenagers? How's that happen?
Well, the three of us, so Rune, Asbjørn, and I, we met at this music camp there is in Denmark. It's called ESCO. It's only a week every summer, mm-hmm. and you go there with people of all ages to just play music for a week, orchestra stuff, and then chamber music throughout the night. And you don't sleep a lot, that's for sure. So we were just hanging out there, playing our first chamber music together, mm-hmm. playing soccer, even having our first beers together later on. So this was a very, very nice place to grow up because it's a place that's full of love for the music.
Mm. How do the composers, Thomas Addis, British composer, Per Norgaard, and Hans Abramsen wind up sharing space on your CD?
Well, this is a recording that we've been actually talking about for a long time, but it took a while to realize and until the stars were aligned, so to say. The Abrahamsen was almost the first quartet that we learned almost 15 years ago. And at this point, we were quite young. We were still teenagers. We had an idea that kind of classical music was mostly, Brahms, Mozart, Haydn, kind of nice stuff. And then our chamber music teacher back then, he put in front of us this piece by Abrahamsen. We never heard about this guy. And we started to play and it sounded really crazy. It sounded like more like heavy metal than classical music. And we really, really enjoyed playing it, to use our instruments in a completely different way and to experience that a string quartet can morph from something that's in a way very classical, very in the box, and then it can explode and then morph into everything you can almost imagine. So we always thought we would like to record that at some point. And then a little bit later in our development, almost the same story happened with the Addis, Thomas Addis, his first string quartet, Arcadiana.
Yeah. Let's listen to a little of Arcadiana. We have it here.
It's a little bit the same story as the Abrahamsen. This is classical music, but this particular movement is called Tango Mortale. So it's very rough, very rhythmical, very aggressive kind of music. It also became a part of the story of our quartet. So then we had these two pieces that we really wanted to match on a recording.
What's the classical music audience like these days?
That's a very complicated question, and actually I think it's, if I might say so, almost a wrong question to ask, because we just think about ourselves as musicians, not as maybe classical musicians in the old way. I think today, if you train as a classical musician, you need to sustain a great degree of flexibility. You need to be able to be in a bar and perform and not be awkward. And in our experience, we do our own festival in Copenhagen, and we build an audience here which is quite young actually, and so we don't share this kind of pessimism about the classical music audience that's dying away that you sometimes read about in the media.
Do you have a favorite composition on the CD you'd like to point us to?
I think that we tried to put together an album that makes sense as a whole.
If there's one track on this album that will have a popular appeal, it's a specific movement of the Addis Quartet, his Acadiana. A friend of mine said he thinks it sounds like Coldplay. It's a very, very beautiful slow movement, and it's just an example that classical music is many things. It can be aggressive, it can be beautiful, it can be simple, it can sound like it's written 500 years ago, and it can sound like it's being improvised at the moment. And that's the joy we have as a string quartet. And I think this album represented well. It can sound like Coldplay, it can sound like heavy metal, and it can definitely also sound like classical music as you think it should sound.
Asbjørn Nørgaard and Frederik Olan, they are just two members of the Danish String Quartet. They joined us from Copenhagen. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having us.